investors are blaming Ofwat for not providing what they called the necessary regulatory support. A bill has been published this morning that, if passed by Scottish Parliament, will allow people living there with a terminal illness to get help to end their life. Liberal Democrat MSP Liam MacArthur is absolutely convinced the long overdue reform will become law. A poll by Dignity and Dying found at least a two-thirds approval rating in every constituency, but critics say that falls when the arguments are explained fully. Actress Zoe Wanamaker is a patron of the charity.
If that's what you don't want, then you don't want it. Or it's against your religion or your principles. But I think most people don't want to suffer for a long time.
Meanwhile, hate crime laws are being introduced in Scotland, but there are fears they could be used to target innocent people. The legislation will criminalise threats and abuse intended to stir up hatred from Monday. Jeremy Hunt insists the economy did grow last year, albeit at a very slow rate. The Chancellor was speaking after statistics confirmed the UK did enter a recession at the end of 2023. The Labour leader has revealed he thinks Boris Johnson was right to highlight the issue of levelling up. But 4 years after the former Prime Minister promised to tackle regional inequality, Keir Starmer feels the Conservatives simply didn't deliver. Labour's launching its local election campaign this hour. Lisa Nandy, the party's international development spokesperson.
The problem is, what then happened was he did absolutely nothing about it. And what we're announcing today is that we will extend and hand power to every part of the country, not just some.
And an audio message from the King will be played at the Royal Maundy service in Worcester Cathedral later this morning. The Queen will be there in person to hand out specially minted coins to those recognised for their community service. The King will praise those receiving one as a wonderful example of such kindness. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today and over the bank holiday as well. Now today, 11 degrees. It's a little bit chilly out there, I feel. A little bit of a wind out there. You've got about a 70% chance of rain around about 1 or 2 o'clock and then 50% for the rest of the day. So fingers crossed it'll miss us, but there will be some blue skies and some sunshine too. As we move on to Friday, Good Friday, it is 13 degrees, light rain and a moderate breeze, about a 50% chance of rain sort of midday, and some sunshine and clouds. Sunny and cloudy on Saturday, and Sunday's looking overcast, but possibly a little bit of sunshine. Very difficult with the weather at the moment, but there is a little bit of sunshine about.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very, very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix FM. Thanks once again to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting excellence with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next 3 hours here with Eat My Brunch. It is a guest-free zone today. Well, I hope it is. Let me just check. Said that, and yes, it is a guest-free zone. Do you know what? I had a horrible feeling I had a guest in there, and I was like, oh dear. But I haven't. It's just me, you, and the music. A brand new track from Phil Hendricks to play out on today's show, plus loads more. I'm going to be delving into some news for you and playing some tracks from the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and I don't know what you call the rest of them, the 10s and the 20s, yeah? I think that's what you say. I think I've broken part of my glasses. I've got a pair of readers, which I bought probably about 4 years ago, so I need to buy another one. I should get my eyes tested. Something's gone wrong with one of the arms, so I'll have to replace those. I think I'm going to get one of those, you know, the glasses have got the big black rims on them, so you look very intelligent. I'm going to get those. I finished my book last night. Really good book. If you've not read the Murder Club series, let me see which one I... Murder Club. Yeah, it is by Richard Osman, and it is very good. So I've read all four now. So I've read Thursday Murder Club, but that was the first one. Then he had The Man Who Died Twice, The Bullet That Missed, and The Last Devil to Die. I think, is it out now? No, I want to read that. Is it out now? I'm going to have to get it. Yeah, I want to read the last one, which is The Last Devil to Die. So I've read the other three, and they're very, very, very funny. They've got some very cutting lines in them. And I'll give you a little... If you've not heard of the books, you probably have, but it's all set in an old people's home, but one of them happens to be an ex-spy. And then there's her friend who's not, Joyce. You've got Elizabeth and Joyce, and then you've got these other characters there, and they're about solving sort of cold cases. And it's very, I suppose, if when they do the film, and I hope they do, you know, you'll enjoy it. But it's got some funny bits in it. Yeah, so I enjoyed that. I read that. I actually had a bath. I do bath, but it's nice to have a bath and a little bit of a readable book. So, yeah, I'm nice and relaxed. This morning, I even pumped up the tyre on the car. I think, again, with the tyre, it is gone again. So I'll have to get it replaced. I don't know what it is. I see, the thing is, I come off down the lanes, and I think all those lanes, you hit one of those, you know, potholes and you've had it. So I've done the tyre again. I do normally do two a year. Some reason, not that I want to do two tyres a year, it's just the way it happens. And yeah, I'm not very happy about that. Abby, oh dear, lots of news about P Diddy. Don't know what's going on there. I don't want to read any more of that story at the moment. Get set for a white Easter. What, 70 mile an hour winds? Where's that? Wales and South England. Oh dear. Oh well, it's not going to worry us, is it? I'm nearly 60 with £335,000 in my pension pot. Is it enough for me to meet my target to retire at 65? I don't know. I suppose that's a question people want. I don't want to even think about that. I don't think most people of my age are going to be retiring to your mid-70s. People are not going to be able to afford to do it. That generation, like my mum's generation, and probably the generation now who have retired a little bit early, that's great. But everybody else, you're going to be working. Because there'll be no money and you won't be able to live. I mean, look at the cost of living at the moment. How are you meant to afford anything at the moment? It's dreadful, isn't it? Absolutely dreadful. Oh, I don't want to start the show with something positive. So let's play some music and I will stop. If you want to get in contact with the show, by the way, it's easy. Look for me, Eat My Brunch, across all socials. I'm on TikTok, you'll find me as Michelle Ward. I'm on Eat My Brunch on Facebook and Instagram. And also you'll find me on Twitter as well. I do love my socials. I'm very much enjoying TikTok again at the moment. And I'm getting back into Instagram and my little posts. Thanks very much to Summer Lee Colson. She did a lovely little video. I sent her the clip of the song being played. And she did a little video to it. So thank you. I'll be playing your track out later as well. It's always nice when you get a little bit of feedback from the artist. And it's nice. So thank you so much. It's lovely. And she's got quite flattering pictures of me as well. So I'm pleased. all the good things come your way. I do hope so. A bit like lottery. Oh dear. I'm just having a look at my sister who's up in Brecon. It's snowing. Oh dear. Oh, it looks better not wear your sandals then. Oh dear. there we go, just having a little look round. So if you want to get in contact, you can do it. It's easy, just send me a message, or you can send me a voice note if you've got any Easter messages. I won't be here tomorrow or Monday for a change, and I don't normally do this over bank holiday. I'm not going to be here, but Keith Rogers will be here in the hot seat looking after the show on Monday and Friday and Monday. So thanks very much. Question, I'm going to get my Christmas question in, my Easter question in. It's not that time of year. What has happened to Easter eggs? Either they're very expensive and chunky, or like paper with nothing inside them, not even a bag of Smarties. Do you treat yourself to an Easter egg, or do you still receive one? That is the question of the day. So let me know the best Easter egg you had, or the most luxurious Easter egg. That's not what Easter is about, obviously. It's a Christian holiday, and Patrick will be telling loads more. Patrick's not in tomorrow, I don't think. But we'll be having lots of features on it anyway throughout the Easter holidays. But we're just going to talk about Easter eggs. Here is Ollie Alexander with Dizzy. I lost my train of thought. I was too busy thinking about Easter eggs.
There's a place where we break the line. Make it a circle redefined. Beautiful gardens, eternal flowers. You know the way, so take me there. Won't you make me dizzy from your kisses? Will you take my hand and spin me round and round until the moon?
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Something that look in your eyes. love local radio, because it's radio, and it's local.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging System. At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now. Treble 2932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Well, I've already started off the show with a little bit of chocolate. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, Michelle, you keep eating this chocolate, you're going to get fatter and fatter. I do know. I was talking to somebody else the other day, just since lockdown, a lot of people have been struggling with the weight they put on during lockdown because they're not actually going for a walk or doing anything. And food kind of took over. It's really strange, isn't it, to think about we're all locked and couldn't go out anywhere. I mean, I came in to do the radio show every day because basically we were wiping down the desk in between guests coming in. And not guests, actually, it was no guest. It was just us in the studio and doing Zoom interviews. And that was it. You didn't see anybody else. Had to keep our distance from, you know, and that was it. I came in and then went home. And occasionally went to, went to get a bit of shopping with me mask on. Can't believe it, can you really? And then there was that thing just before Christmas, I think, where we could go out for a little walk. Do you remember that? And then we couldn't do Christmas Day together. I think it was after Christmas that we could sort of be outside, but you couldn't have Christmas dinner together, which was a bit of a shame. Yeah, if you remember back that far. But, it seems to have gone so quick, doesn't it, really? It really does. 10:25, we've got some music coming up for you next. I think we'll play a little bit of Billy Brown. He's on the A-list. Not on the A-list, on my A-list he's on here at Phoenix FM. And it's Billy Brown, I Don't Want to See Your Face No More.
Complications. absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
JK, which is amazing. Really looking forward to new material coming out from him, and with Matt Johnson as well. He's been a guest on the show a couple of years ago. Had a very, in fact, it's last year, I think, the year before. Really good album out. You should check him out, Matt Johnson. If you love Jamiroquai, Matt Johnson co-wrote quite a lot of the songs with Jamiroquai over the years, and has just recently come back from being on tour with him. So yeah, he's putting out some more music, and I think, see, every time I actually bought a CD of Jamiroquai's last time I was in Brighton, and then forgot the car I'm in now doesn't have a CD player. It's the Mini. But I bought some CDs. I thought, oh, I'll get some CDs because I, you know, and I was looking through the album. And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. And it's funny, isn't it? You kind of forget some of the album tracks. A lot of people don't obviously buy albums now. They're buying EPs, or they're just waiting for single to come out after single. It's really only big artists. But it's always worth independent artists putting out albums and EPs, because people will buy them, even though they don't have CD players. They'll buy them for a signed copy, and that's how you can make a little bit of money to go towards making more, as you know, on Spotify and iTunes, Apple Music rather. You make nothing at all make nothing at all. It's, yeah, I think, I don't know what it is, but for 1,000 plays, maybe it's like a 0.0.1 pence or something. It's so ridiculous like that. It's a very, very small amount. And, yeah, it's very depressing.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, this Tuesday, Daily Bread have got an Easter afternoon tea. If that's something you fancy, it'll be at St Peter's Church, Cloughton Way in Hutton. Between 2 and 4pm, adults it'll be £10, children it'll be £7. But you must book. So have a look on our website, you can find all the details there.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
And talking about afternoon teas, if you go somewhere like Claridge's, how much is it for an afternoon tea? Let's have a look. I've just got Claridge's up. There we go. Let's have a little look. Champagne afternoon, traditional afternoon tea. £90 per person. Pardon? Hello? Hello? I think I just go on my own. And then just, sometimes they don't let you take the cakes home with you. I like savouries more than anything else, you see. And even though it might be smoked salmon sandwiches and roast chicken and roast ham, egg, mayonnaise, no thanks. English cucumber and mint, no thanks. And then you've got loads of cakes. And I just see, the thing is, I'm not really that fussed about cakes. I know I do talk about cakes on air, but I'm not that fussed. I'd rather have some lovely sandwiches and things. But for £90, I mean, it's a lovely setting, don't get me wrong, but I don't think so. Go local. £10.
I could be a doctor and I could be a nurse. I think I see the problem. It's only gonna get worse. I need that medication. Just show me where it hurts. I need to rock you, baby, before your body burns. Let me work it out. Let me work it out. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let little mama work you out. Hold on. You wanna work it out? Work it out.
That is the Style Council with Promised Land.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Now, when I came in this morning, the Brook Street roundabout was an absolute nightmare. Absolute nightmare coming off of there. And let's see what's happening yet. I would avoid it if you can. It is horrendous. You've got problems at the moment on the M25. So coming up from, let's have a look, that's going right the way across from, so as soon as you get down to Brook Street roundabout on the lakeside turn off, to actually get round the roundabout is really difficult, but then going over the bridge, the flyover, and then carrying on right the way up towards the M11, there are problems, 28 minute delays, and they are increasing on the anti-clockwise section, junction 28, A12, so be aware, and lane closed on exit ramp and slow traffic due to a crash in the M25 anti-clockwise at junction 27 of the M11, so it's absolutely murder around there. A1023 is running okay. The B185 Kings Road at Hart Street has got temporary traffic lights. Wilson's Corner looking a little bit busy. If you do manage to get onto the Brook Street roundabout and head down towards Lakeside, at the moment it's not looking too bad heading down there towards the Dartford Bridge. That's still pretty clear at the moment. And the A12 up towards Chelmsford is running smoothly. Still the ongoing roadworks, 40 mile an hour while do the much needed repairs to the roads between junction 13 and 16, and there will be some nighttime closures, but diversions will be in operation. Also, remember, if you are travelling over this Easter, do check to see what's happening on the roads, because from this afternoon it's going to be absolutely chock-a-block, and probably tomorrow early doors, early hours of the morning, and all the way through Friday as well, and into Sunday and Monday. So if you are travelling anywhere, just make sure you check out and see what's happening, because otherwise, well, it's not much you can do, really, is it? If you're going somewhere, you've got to get on the roads, and that's it. At 10:43, you're listening to Michelle Ward on this, well, it's a lovely day, actually. I think it's a nice day. I was looking outside and I did see some sunshine. I've just looked again. It's just cloud. My guest next week, I've got a bumper week next week. I've got Square Wave coming in. I'm going to be speaking to Summer Lee Carson. I'm going to be speaking to We Are All Fossil. And I think there might be another guest as well. It's all gone from my brain. It's all going on with music next week. And playing live in the studio is going to be We Are All Fossils. They'll be in on Thursday. And here is the brand new track, and it's called Hollow.
Falling through.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Phoenix FM.
Oh, I think it's time. We've got to have some Britney. I've not played this for ages. And I really love that little bit that goes like this. It's good, isn't it?
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
Hang on, who's in my hands, spinning round and round. Your money and your new friends. Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.